All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We've just given Jeremy a new sign-off.
I'll take it.
Jeremy Otto, I'm out.
Chuck the deuces. All right, so couple notes. I'm going to get to a few phone calls. We're going to get some ticket texts. David, if you would wheel that bulbous head over to Kenny's side of the deal. Kenny, I want to talk to you for a minute.
Yes, sir.
The Lord spoke in that update.
He didn't say much.
No,
I was
no,
reading
no,
some
no.
of his quotes.
No. Don't make me do it.
All right.
The comment about goaltending. The Lord said, you know, at points, all three guys had positive influence. And teams need three goalies, and we're not the only one looking. Uh-oh. Kenny, you're talking to someone. It doesn't mean I'm right. You could think my head is in the clouds or in the nether regions. I said this offseason, I think the bold move is probably we need to reset the goaltending pipeline here. Kosa and Augustine are years away. We got to get a goalie. Did I just hear the voice of the Lord tell me they're not going to do that?
No, you didn't.
Okay, I'm coming to you for this.
Because every offseason, I feel like we've done this. He said something that you may have found a little off, and then he does the exact opposite of whatever he said.
So you're reporting we are getting a goalie.
I'm not saying that either.
Damn
but
it.
What I am saying is I was reading some of his other quotes, and he was talking about how poor the team defense was. I feel like the first move is going to be a defensive one. Defense was riddled throughout his comments today. I'm not saying he isn't, because I don't know, because he lies no matter what he says. The guy's the best GM because he's a professional liar.
Yes.
He lies right to your face and then does the exact opposite of whatever he said. That's
Rico
why we all,
does the same thing to me.
I understand.
Well aware.
That's why we all thought we're not getting DeBrinket. Then we got DeBrinket.
You know I can hear you, right?
No, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were back. So listen. I had to ask you. That's all. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't viewing it the wrong way.
Whenever this man speaks, what you need to do is just put both fingers in your ears and just ignore everything that happens.
Now, let's put Kenny to the other test. We got that newsy sound in there. Now this I feel like, Kenny, you're going to have a harder time talking me out of. I want to play for you Derek Lalonde real quick. And I want you to tell me what's changed. Because, man, I'll tell you, he sounds an awful lot like that guy in the afternoon on 97.1, yet just, I don't know, 5 minutes ago, he was the mayor of We'll Take That City. what the hell? We're just happy to be here. Like, I'm like, wait a minute. You just got done telling me. Oh, if I would have told you at the start of the season there, young fella, that we're happy. What the hell just happened?
That's called the post end of meeting with Eisen.
That's bingo. Rico wins. Hit the bell. Hit the bell, Rico.
Hit it again. And again. And another. More.
Somebody got a talking to from
Eisenman
daddy.
Eisenman lit his ass up.
Exactly. Woo! There's no way he walks back his comments that dramatically without somebody saying something.
Hey, coach. Right. Hey, coach, what are you doing right now? Well, nothing. That was a wrong. In my office right now.
Derek, close the door behind
you. Have a seat.
There was a shot across the bow in a meeting somewhere.
Come on.
And that makes me very happy.
Steve has it already queued up. Remember when you said this and plays it right there?
Do you imagine Eisenman gets up to shut his own door and then he goes spinal cord on the lung?
This is someone
pulls
who is
the shades down.
This is someone who's happy to have a job. That's what I'm looking at it. He's just walking back his comments from before.
But
no
you,
more, we're just happy to be here.
But I'm allowed to react to that audio.
I'm reacting to it.
I go, wait a minute. Wait, has this guy been body snatched? Is someone wearing a skin suit of Derek Lalonde? Like, who's actually in there? That's not anything he's been saying.
That felt like less than a week ago. He was like, no, we're just happy to be here. We're happy to be fighting for
if
that
I
opportunity.
I told you at the start of the year and a fortnight ago that we'd be in the chase, and then all of a sudden, our expectations change.
Nope. That's post-principal office visit. Yeah.
Yeah, Rico, you nailed it. That's exactly as soon as I heard those comments, I was like, Steve, talk to him. Steve had a conversation.
Do you want to come back here?
Steve didn't talk to him.
I don't ever. No, it was a one-way conversation.
Oh, I think the chair did the talking. Right to that C7 vertebra.
Now, if you believe what you just said, you can walk out this door right now and leave.
This will be your exit interview, if that's what you believe. Right. I think that's exactly what happened.
So that leads us to the last question. I thought it'd be a good, quick moment to give people this sound. So that means he's back, doesn't it?
No. That means that means it's back. I wouldn't look at it like that.
Team starts 2-6.
This means this is your last chance.
Bruh, just go month to month on your rent. How about that?
Wow.
Yeah, be renting. Don't be buying.
Right. Hey, why'd Craig Berube just move in next door?
Don't worry about it. You need to go full Juan Gonzalez apartment.
Is that Barry Trotz?
I just saw him at the mall up the street. What is he doing here?
Right, like just,
oh my God, who's that guy with the amazing lettuce? That's Lane Lambert.
What's he doing here?
Month to month because, you slow start. Okay. You have no guarantees.
I had to ask. I thought it was fair.
I think you're right. I don't think he's guaranteed from beginning to end of season. If we see another, not collapse like seven games, God forbid, but if we see a downturn, there's going to be some heads turned sideways.
They lose opening night, Kenny's fire in the
You're line. Out!
I was about to say, it could be a lonely Christmas. He may not make it that far.
I fired him twice this year already. I'll fire him for any reason.
Do it again.
He loses a preseason game. You're out. No! No!
Things happen in threes.
This is my least favorite bit.
What? It's your audio. I don't make it up. Those words.
Kenny, don't worry about it. I've ruined college sports.
I believe the words I said before that was, I never said fire Steve Eisenman.
That's not what matters. It's that you gave us those words that we could edit.
I said those words in a row. Thank you.
Very similar to this man. 248-539-9797. David, a few ticket texts. We'll get to who said it. Maybe.
Lalonde is now under a rental clause. Mark from Howell. Another one says, I really hope they get a new coach for next year. I don't want him into next year.
I think you've moved on from that.
I think so. Someone else says, ring the bell again. Rico, you're right. Ring the bell again.
Lalonde came out like a White House press secretary. He had those talking points all set.
Shuffle. You can hear the paper.
Ooh-wee.
Another one says, if we are below 500 on November 1st, Lalonde is gone. Yes.
Well, hockey's weird. Coaches get clipped. Like, you're like, why did you even let the guy start the season? You're 1-3. Dude fired. What? Why even bother?
Right. So, yes, I think he'll be there for game number one. I don't think he's going to be there for the final game.
If that's the case, this thing all might right. be on Steve.
Just breathe. Breathe.
So does that mean?
No. That, you know what?
Kind of sounds that way, Kenny.
Let's talk Kadarius Toney.
I mean, that sounded, it sounds very natural. I don't feel like it's so, doctored.
Yeah, if Newsy's fired, then that just means that next.
That means he's doing what we want GMs to do. Recognize, hey, this didn't work. I'm not going to run with it because my name's on it.
Kenny's dream is Steve comes down from the booth to coach the
right, because he's halfway into the 10-year plan. You're right.
Plenty of ticket texts are coming in. I cannot believe Kenny said that to fire Steve Eisenman. Unreal.
It's like watching a hero fall. Unbelievable. What will Wojo say about that? All right. We'll get a few calls next. I want to keep it timely. Here's what we'll do. Who said it at 4:30? We can go football today at 4:45. Does that work for everybody? Mm-hmm. We got a couple of draft calls. I can reset that real quick. Here's part of me. I want to do that college sports thing in the 5 o'clock, buddy.
Oh, trust me. I'll still be angry next week.
So will Kenny, apparently. You can't unsay certain things, Kenny. Can't take that back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, I want to get to the people. We got a couple of the draft callers. And earlier, we had a little fun. It was a topic where I said, look, staying at 29, not available. You have to move up or have to move down. We all trust Brad Holmes draft-wise. But what of those two options? Which of those two options is the preferable move? For me, it's move up. You're a Super Bowl team. Let's go draft a star. Let's draft a guy that Holmes believes is best of the best. Rico, an equally good opinion, which is you move down, you acquire more trade chips, more draft picks, more bites at the apple, build depth. There's no wrong answer. That's the fun in it. No one's arguing with anybody. I just want to know if I force you to move, which way you're doing it. So we'll get some of the callers right now. We'll go to Sean, 97.1. Sean, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
Mike, Rico, happy Friday, gentlemen.
Same to you, hey, Sean. What's up?
Hey, all right, I'm on Team Rico on this. But I'm not taking draft capital in this draft. I'm taking 2025 draft capital, and I'm going to use that for my superstar corner or my defensive end or whomever it is at either the trade deadline or training camp or wherever that is. I'm going to use that. You see those guys get dealt for a lot less at those times than you do trying to trade up and giving up future assets and stuff like that. Because I think trying to get into the top 15, you're giving up your first round pick next year. I'm not in that business. I said, I'm going back. I'm going to take a second and a third from someone, and then I'm going to move it on. And so we can have like what we didn't get this past year. We didn't go get Chase Young. Let's have that extra. Let's have OTP and go get Chase Young or Montez Sweat and use somebody else's draft capital to go get one of those pieces.
Yeah, and Sean, it makes total sense. And look, it's probably the more likely scenario, right? Everyone's going to be trying to get up in the late stages of the first round. If Bo Nix and Penix are there, yes, you'll have people trying to move up, and maybe you take advantage of it. There's no wrong answer here.
J.J. McCarthy could still be sitting there at 29.
And you just hate to see it.
You guys have a great Friday.
You too, yeah. Sean. Thanks for the call.
And that's where you take advantage of a team that now says, you know what, maybe we found our next Lamar Jackson. We can get this guy late in the first round. We control an extra year with him.
Let me ask this question. Since he invoked the name of the Lord, J.J. McSizzle, what is this? There is such a divide between people. See, now in the lead up to the draft, you've had people coming out and ripping his ass and going, this is an absurdity. He is not one of five players. And then you have this other group, and whether it's the Lewis Riddicks or the Orlovsky, this is like top five pick. You know, this is incredible. Like, there is such a divide with this kid. It's amazing.
Because I think that it's more based off of potential and hope and not the tangible things, because he wasn't asked to do a lot for Michigan. They won games.
No, but look at the title game. They ran for 300 yards. He threw for 140.
Right.
Like it's okay. Not right. His fault, but it's, if you're a top five pick, you're the guy. Now the problem. Now, again, I think the championship game killed Penix. Penix was awful against Michigan.
He was.
Part because their defense is really good. Part because they knew their place. The point is, it hurt Penix.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, when you watch JJ, forget about the Bowling Green game. Let's just say they didn't care, they didn't prepare, and they didn't bother stealing Bowling Green's place. Fine. Wipe the slate clean from the Bowling Green game. Like, he was bad against Maryland. He was very mediocre in several leagues. You didn't throw it against Penn State. So I understand the detractors. Now, I've offered the window to hope, which is, look, kid's clearly got a big arm. He can run. People will rally behind him. His teammates did like him. Mm-hmm. I can build a case. And I've said to you, we're all desperate out here with no QB.
Right.
So I get it.
When you look at the people, when it's based off of hope, rarely does hope work out. It's like, oh, well, maybe, you know, because Trey Lance, they did this fake game for him and they did all of this stuff to kind of showcase him.
Yeah.
Zach Wilson, hey, you remember that? You got to see that pro day where he spun and threw the ball 70 yards. And you just need one GM to bite and say, yes, that's my guy.
I just wanted to ask.
But I think a lot of it is when you really look at the film and you're like, okay. Because I do think it means something when you see the highlight film and it's a team you recognize that you were going up against. We're like, just now they showed like Jaden Daniels running against the Florida Gators because they couldn't catch him. It's like, okay, but then it's like when you see the JJ highlights,
it's Michigan State, who was awful.
Right, or it's, you know, UNLV.
Iowa.
Right, not even Iowa, because Iowa had a good defense, so that would actually help him. But it's like UNLV, it's the Bowling Green. It's just like, okay, guy's wide open. Well, yeah, you played Michigan State.
Everybody was wide open. And you're looking at two Spartans colliding with each other because they're idiots. That might have been a little harsh. I want to take that back.
So
actually, it's not harsh. I hate my own team. So idiots everywhere. Let's just move on.
But no, I think it's getting to the point now where you just don't have the footage. So you just got to.
No, and the two camps are as wide apart as they can be. It's crazy.
Right now, no one wants to back down and say I was wrong. So you're in the camp, I better be right. And you're just going to stick with your guns.
Like my team needs a quarterback. I won't be upset if that's who they take. Why? I don't have a quarterback. But, like, do I think JJ's one of the five best people in this draft? No.
But see, here's the thing. If you take him, now you're kind of – and he does not pan out. If he pans out and he's C.J. Stroud, great, you struck gold. But if he doesn't, you probably got to wait at least 2 years before you finally say, yeah, this is not going to work out. And now you taking another step backwards. I mean – coming out of college, I didn't think that Marcus Mariota would be this bad. He would be a career backup, but here we are. That's where he is.
Jeff, 97.1. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Good.
All right, I'm just
You know, I am Rico. First of all, I would not be heartbroken with your scenario whatsoever, more draft capital. But I'm Team Mike. We got to do something. I mean, Arnold or Mitchell at cornerback. I think it's the lightest room we have as an organization, and it's our chance to fill that organization up with somebody who could, you know, hold down a number one QB or a cornerback spot. So I'm Team Mike on this one, but. Because he's right. We're there. I mean, we're so close. We look how close we were to get in the Super Bowl. And I just that'll be my message all the way. Or even, Rico, I'll give you this. If we have a great defensive player, if that's a defensive end like Verse or Latu still sitting there, we have to trade up somewhere where we can get to have a choice of those type of players. Thank you.
No, thank you. And again, if he's got a grade on a guy that he thinks this guy's going to be a 15-sack-a-year player.
But see, why not? Right, but here's the thing, that he always has those guys that we're like, wow, I guess he knew something that we didn't. And if five of those guys are sitting there as you're getting closer and closer to your pick, and somebody picks up the phone, you're like, all right, we're going to get one of these five.
Oh, let's move back a little bit. See what he's doing again? Don't worry about getting one of the five. Get the guy you want. Stop doing we'll no, take that city.
No, because like Brad said, like sometimes, you know, we don't know who he was talking about, but, you know, he was going at it with somebody in the room last year about a draft pick, and he said he was right.
248-539-9797.
Well, David, you know what, Steve? At least your job is safe.
David, what do you got on ticket text? And then we'll... Actually, I'll tell you, hold on.
Yeah.
Tell you what, we'll get to the ticket ticks. I know we're over time, and who said it is a verbose segment, so we'll get to that.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, here's the drill. David just spoke to Roberto like it's one of his kids. Roberto, you're going to get three of these. No more. This is who said it. Hit the button.
All right, that's good.
Yeah. And thanks for stopping by. All right, let's do it. Our coworkers talk. They say things. We got to guess who the hell said it based on sarcasm and generally being pretty mean. All right, Roberto, you begin. Let's play the game.
All right, let's start with the first one. Let's go. We are going to neuter Troy Weaver and then make him want to leave.
Rico Beard, you look puzzled. Do you want to start?
One more time. We are going to neuter Troy Weaver and then make him want to leave.
It sounds like something we may have said in our show.
I, in fact, said... he's getting neutered, but I don't think I applied it in this way.
He doesn't have to wear the cone.
The cone of shame. Right. He should for the roster he put together. You imagine if your GM shows up in a cone of shame?
Oh my goodness.
Go ahead, David. Yes.
Is Rieger eligible?
Yes.
Then yes, it's Rieger. Because all he does is listen to this show and then spew out everything that he heard.
Oh, I think it's recycle.
See, I was, David, between what you said during the break, which was beyond unsavory, and then what you've just offered here, I'm convinced you're not a religious person.
I love Jeff. We talked earlier. See, we're good.
I was going to say, is this a cookies type of thing? I'm thinking maybe cookies.
And your odds are double because he's the only one who talks on that show.
Mm.
I'm surprised David's first insult didn't go to Gator. I'm very surprised.
It's personal growth.
It is personal growth. I heard this in Jansen voice, and I can't unhear it in Jansen voice. So I'm going to – I have to go Jansen. Same show as Rico's guess.
All right. David's conviction, I'll ride with it. He seems convinced. Roberto, who said it?
Who said it?
Oh, my. Kenny Codd.
All right, I usually just try to get one right. I'm out. See you.
Kenny Codd. All right.
And
nice.
Those are the only words John spoke.
All right, let's go to the next one.
Next one.
The fact that the Detroit Lions have the same amount of wins this season as the Pistons tells you everything.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. You know, it's interesting, guys. This is karma. Rico saying how much smarter than all of us he was earlier. Look how confused he looks.
No, because Roberto does a good job at this. I hear this smarm.
You think it's cookies?
I think it's cookies. Like, I hear everything in Cookie's voice. Like, yeah. I'm going to double down. I'm going to go James Costa.
Okay. Kenny Cott.
Can I hear it one more time?
Yes. The fact that the Detroit Lions have the same amount of wins this season as the Pistons tells you everything.
Is Wojo eligible?
Yes.
Because I think it's either Wojo or Rieger. It seems like a smarmy, but not Costa-level smarm.
Yeah, but what would disqualify Wojo from it is it's an actual opinion.
You're right. Rieger.
All right, over to David.
So the swarm.
Swarm? Just making things
time,
up,
one
huh?
more time.
The fact that the Detroit Lions have the same amount of wins this season as the Pistons tells you
everything. I'm going to change to Doug. Because Doug starts a lot of things with the fact that.
But there's another person that also does that. Gov. I'm going
Gov. Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh. My goodness. There's so much smarm and so little time. I don't know what to do. How just confident are you?
Not very.
About 55%.
55%. Yeah. All right. The fact tells you everything. I'll go cookies because it does. It really sounds like a Richard remark, if you know what I mean. Roberto, who said it?
Richard remark?
Oh, come on! I didn't even know he was here this week.
It was.
I didn't either.
What day did he work?
He was here with Gator.
On Monday with Gator.
That's right.
He was.
Must have missed it. All right, let's go to the next.
So it's Doug by proxy. It's Stoney.
Yes. I think he gets a half point.
I think so. Yeah, I think you're right.
All right, let's go to the next one.
All right, here we go.
The black says Lions, and it's L-I-O, and then a lowercase n?
I think me and David are both about to jank ourselves. Yeah. Yep.
See ya.
What? You're leaving us out here alone? What? No, share with the classroom Mr. Teacher.
I can't say because I'm laughing at what they said they're about to do to each other. So
it's Evan Jenkins.
I know.
Together we are.
It has nothing to do with where your mind is at.
You said share.
Okay.
So I share.
I regret that now.
You should.
All right.
Roberto, one more.
Who said it? The black says Lions, and it's L-I-O, and then a lowercase n?
Which is true, by the way, right?
All right, hold on. Here's the thing.
If you look at it, that's what it's.
I didn't. Mornings and middays talk so much uniform. It can't be the show after it.
So you know what?
It's not us.
Is it Gator? I'm gonna go Gator, Mike, and I have no confidence in this.
All right, hold on. Cookies love the black uniforms, right?
All right.
So it wouldn't be him because that's negative towards the uniform.
We've already got John in this segment. I don't think John said enough to make it in there twice.
What about Doug? But see,
was Doug here this week?
I don't know.
Wait, so that must have been today.
Huh. One more time. I'm sorry. I'm not breaking your stones. One more time. The black says Lions, and it's L-I-O, and then a lowercase n?
Would you like a hint?
Yes!
Kang.
Think about people who get stuck on weird hills. That's all I'll say.
Gator.
That's one of the many people here that get stuck on weird hills.
Yeah, all right, original pick was Gator.
Like a controversial trade could go down, and there's no opinion. But then it's like, no, red answer, the best! And you're like, what are we doing here? I'll go
peanut butter.
I'll go Gator. I'm frustrated. This is very difficult this week. David, who said it?
Oh, God.
He was reading it.
I got tripped. He read it to him first. Oh, crap.
But Gator got himself real stuck on this one the other day. Yeah, real stuck.
Yeah.
Like, how bad?
Like the whole segment and the segment after stuck.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's not lowercase, it's script. I mean, I don't know how else to explain it.
Great place to stop.
Yes.
We got football today to do.
Yeah.
I was terrible this week at this.
Me too.
Nice job by you guys. Kenny and David, thank you for the integrity, bowing out when you knew it. Unlike Rico, who cheats all the time at this game.
Payoff for a bird.
He pays well. That.
How you think his mortgage is getting paid?
That is who said it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.